Hello.
Hello. Hey, Mary. This is David. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, David.
Oh, great. We are just moving forward to get your website updated. So we are just having, I just need to inform you that regarding your merchant to, which needs to be linked on gift page, but let me just pull up. Can you please pull your website on mobile phone if you have right now?
Hold on a minute.
Sure. You can use the same language I used to send you to review it.
One second here, let me.
Sure.
One moment here.
So does the link allow you to open up your website on phone?
Hold on one second. Let me.
Sure.
Oh.
You've got mail.
Okay, now, so what are we doing now?
You can use the same link to review your website on phone.
So this is the old. Let's see here, David. Okay, so going into. Okay, that's not it. That's the Cash App.
If you say so, I can send you the link again on your email, so you can just simply get that from there and use it on your phone.
Okay, why don't you send me the link? Because I'm not, all these are old ones that's not popping
sure.
up.
Let me send you it.
So I will be able to go to my device and bring it up.
Sure. Let me send it to you right now. Just give me a quick
okay.
second. Okay. So I just sent you an email. You can have a look and let me know. What do you see?
Okay. So going into. Okay. Why don't I see it? So let me refresh. Okay, there it is. So if that link goes to BBMBC, oh, send it there. Send it to BBMBC 6540@gmail.com.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you please confirm me your email again?
BBMBC.
BBMBC.
6540.
6540.
At gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay, give me a quick second. Let me send you again.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so
I'll just send it to you on your new email.
Okay. Let's see if I can bring that up on so the email. Now you did remove that. But the giving part still isn't showing. Where's the mail?
Are you reviewing it over your phone?
No, I'm looking at it on my laptop.
Oh.
I don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I went to mail. That's contacts.
You can just look at the homepage about us, ministries, upcoming events, and contact us. And however, the gift pages, once the website is live, then we can work on your merchant, and we're going to show you update on that because the website is on dummy link, on dummy things for now. So this is why your payment merchant is not showing up every time. So.
Yeah, but if you click on the give,
mm-hmm.
you made the change on the front page, but you didn't put the drop down under the give page.
Yeah, like if you're talking about those drop downs which we have on top for the payment purposes, so we're not like able to put the options on under the donation or under the donate now button because it does not allow us to create the own options there. So this is why we're not able to do it here.
Okay, and then you can't do the Cash App.
Yeah, the Cash App, like, for the taking the payments, as I said, once your website is live, then we're going to show you the how basically your people can make the payment through Cash App. Because Alicia, your website is now on Tummy Link, on Tummy Things. So once your website is live, then the gift page will be working perfectly fine on the live link.
Okay. And also
otherwise,
under on the upcoming event, you didn't update that part to remove Good Friday, Palm Sunday, Easter Sunday.
Just give me a quick second. Tuesday noon.
So Good Friday, April 15th is gone. Palm Sunday, April 10th is gone. Easter Sunday, April 15th is gone.
Like the dates on the days which you send me, that is Tuesday, noon, Bible study, Facebook. Mother's Day, Sunday, 5, 8 a.m. Father's Day, Sunday, 6:19, 8 a.m. Vacation, Bible school, 6:20, 6:24, 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. And annual church BBQ, 6:26, 11 a.m. And church anniversary, 8:14, 8 a.m. So these are the dates and the dates and the time which you sent me before.
That's right. That is correct. But also, what I'm looking at must not updated because I still see Good Friday 4:15, Palm Sunday 4:10, and Easter Sunday 4:7.
Can you please press Control Shift and R?
Press what now?
Control Shift and R.
Control Shift R.
What do you see? Can you please confirm me? Are you seeing the latest update or the existing one?
It popped up upcoming. I'm still seeing the same thing.
Oh, just give me a quick moment. Let me just recheck it. Just a stay on call.
Okay.
Okay, so Mary, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the previous upcoming events which we have before, so those needs to be removed or those will remain same?
Anything after April?
Like the dates, days, and time, which I explained to you over the phone, these are the ones that you wanted to be on upcoming events. And along with that, you want the existing ones as well, which we have before there.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me go back and make sure we're on the same page here. When I click on that, I don't want anything on April to be there.
Let me just send you what I am going to update on your upcoming events now, so you can just let me know. These are the only events you wanted to be there, right?
Okay.
Just give me a quick chill. I'm just sending you on your email, the same email, okay?
Okay.
So you can just confirm me the day, time, and date.
Okay.
So just send it to you there.
Mother's Day, Father's Day. Yes, that's what I want to be on there.
Okay, and these are the only ones, right?
Yes.
Okay, just give me a quick second. Let me just do it right now. Okay, so after that, we are good with it, and we are about to get your website live now.
Okay.
Okay, so once the upcoming events are updated there, I will send you the one confirmation email. So once you acknowledge my email, then we can go ahead and get your website live, okay?
Okay.
Can you please confirm me your domain name, which you already have it?
I got a couple of them. The domain name.
Also, you can review your website on phone as well right now. If you can use the same link to review it on your phone, so you are able to review it. Can you please do it now?
So why didn't I? When I clicked on, I'm going to my church phone here.
You can use your own phone as well.
I can use my, say it again, I can use my what as well?
You can use your own phone as well to review the website.
So, but if I go to, so if I do that from this phone that we're on right now, so AOL. Okay, so David. Yep, that's not the right one. So when I go in here, I'm only seeing the okay, let me try something else here. David, Cash App, this one.
No, you can use the link which I sent you just now. I'll use this on your phone.
Interesting enough, when I go into my phone, Mm-hmm. It does not pop up.
Let me send you the link on your email, okay? So you can just use it.
Okay. And I'm trying to bring it up on the...
Mm-hmm.
On my other phone here.
Mm-hmm.
Under... emails for...
Okay, and your upcoming events are updated there as well.
So the updated, let's see.
I'll send you the link, which you can use to review it on your phone as well, your website. So please review it. Did you got the email from me?
Nope, not on my phone. I got it on.
You can refresh it. You got the link on bbmbc6540@gmail.com.
Okay, so it did not refresh on my computer. I just refreshed it and it didn't pop up. And then I'm going into my email at email from the church. Let's see, so I'm refreshing on my computer.
Yeah.
And it's still not coming up. And I'm going to my
phone
email under Gmail. So why isn't it popping?
You can check your BBMBC.
That's the camera.
Because I am just reviewing your website over the phone, and it's working perfectly fine, and the upcoming events are updated, so we are good with it. And the only thing which we need to do on your website is to add up your payment margin, which I said this will be done once your website is live. So from my side, everything is good with it. This is what I'm saying. Can you please check your phone or desktop or your old emails? I'm going to review your website over the phones and desktop, and after that I'll send you the confirmation email where you can just acknowledge me, and then we can move forward and get your website live on your domain name and your hosting server.
Okay, interesting enough, it's
mm-hmm.
not popping up under my email.
Mm-hmm.
I did not get a new one. You refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you sent, but I did not receive. So let me go into.
Did you got my last email?
No, mm-hmm. The last email was at 1:18, and in going into.
Let's do it this way. Let me text you. Let me text you with the link.
Okay. Also, text it to 562 390-4827.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's
that's
number?
A church.
Oh.
That's a church text message.
Whose number is this one, which where I already sent you the link? Which is
29, that's fine.
I want you
to also to 27.
Okay.
Also to 27.
Oh. Okay. We're just about to get your website live, so I feel like you were happy too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just send it to you on your both of the numbers so you can have a look.
Uh-huh. And I didn't hear either one of them beep yet.
Oh, you will be. You got it?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. I'm sitting right here with them both.
Can you please text me on my number so I can just reply you back there? Like, my number is 408-514-1712.
Hold on.
I'm too first.
Down.
I'm too first.
Okay, say it again. Yeah, you're quick. Say it again.
408.
Uh-huh.
514.
Uh-huh.
1712.
Okay, let's see here. I never sent a text message on this particular phone. But I'll do it here then. Okay.
I think you got it.
Okay, I just sent that text there, and I didn't receive it on either one of those. That's email.
Just reply you back with the link on your number.
Okay, I have not received that.
You're not?
I'm on two different. Nope. I think, let's see.
Just send it to you again.
Okay, let's see. This one.
Can you please refresh your phone or do something with it? So, because I've sent you on your both of the numbers, both of your emails, and I don't know why you're not receiving it. And I got your text, by the way.
Okay, so this is Yahoo Mail, but there's nothing in there. Box zero on that one, and on my filter, all messages. Okay, on my phone that we're on, I don't know if it's because we're on this phone, but I have not received a message on this phone from you. And then on the other phone, 35, Okay, this one, just my message, not yours.
Mm-hmm. How about the email? Did he got the link on email or no?
Email. So on text message, it did not appear on either phone. I had two phones in my lap, and it did not appear on either one of those.
Or,
and even when I go back to my email, it's not there either.
I'm just sending you and your both of your both of the emails again.
Send an email and the text message. Because I didn't get it on either one of those.
Yeah, I already sent it to you on your both text numbers.
Yeah, just the text email, I mean message that I sent to you appears on both my phones, but nothing from you appear on either one of those.
I just sent you an email on your both email addresses. Can you please check now?
Okay, let me refresh. Refresh. And inbox. Okay, so that one just came through on my laptop on this one.
Okay, great. So you can use this link to review your website on phone and let me know if this if this looks good, then we can move forward with it.
Okay, that's good. That change was made. Okay, so that shows that one came back. So I'm trying to see why. Okay, so that's still. So you're saying I can forward that to, because it's not still isn't showing on the phone.
It's still on my phone.
Forward.
I don't know what's happening. What's happening? I don't know.
Okay, so that still's not. I tried to forward it to my email, and that didn't work. So I think it's going to have to come.
Sorry?
Okay, so it did not. Yeah, so it's not coming up on the phone.
It does not.
I even tried to forward it over, and it didn't work.
It is. Let me send you the screenshot of my phone.
Okay, because it's not coming. And if anything else, it should actually come on the phone that we're on.
What do you see once you put this link? So what do you see there?
Nothing.
Nothing. Can you please send me the screenshot of that?
Of my
screen when you put this link on your phone. So what do you see? And however,
I don't see any. Just my text message to you is the only thing I see. The text to you is what I see.
Have you clicked on the link?
Yeah, from my computer.
It takes you.
From my computer, but not from. Okay, so I'm looking at it from my computer, and I can see. But when I try to look at it on my phone, I can't see it. I do not see an email from you on my phone.
You can just copy the link and paste it on Google or anywhere you want to and have a look if it's working or not.
Okay, so you're saying go to my inbox on my phone and see if it... So if I just okay, I can't see it on my phone now. But that's because I copied it and pasted it over there.
Yeah, but once your website is live, you're able to review your website with your domain name. So can you please confirm me what domain name do you have?
The domain name is... Wait a minute. I got a couple of them here. Let's see which one it should be. Associated with that. Let me grab my pad here. Because it's on iOS, I don't want to do because I have two of them here, and I want to make sure with the right one.
Sure.
For
you can provide me with the login details of your domain name as well.
Okay. Let's see. So you're going to need my login. I thought I provided that before.
You provided me the login for your hosting, not for the domain name.
Which one did I give you for the hosting?
I got your FBT login information, the username, which I have. It's U10663421.
Oh, wait a minute. Say that again. It's what?
The username which I have for your hosting, it's a start from U10663421.
Okay. I'm trying to see where did that number come from because I don't see it. On my...
You can just... give me the login credential of your domain name, like whatever the domain you would like to use. You can just give me the login credential, and then we can go ahead and get that website live for you with that particular name.
Okay, so right now you're showing the host as, give me that number one more time.
Okay. Let me send you that. Password, which I have, it's BibleBelieversMBC@the rate 2021.
Okay, so email me what you have, or text me what you have.
Let me just
let me verify.
Let me do it. Let me just do it. Just give me a quick minute.
Okay.
Mhm.
Because this is also what you link our Facebook page to, correct?
We already did it.
Right. I just want to make sure that's the same number.
Oh, I just sent you. You can have a look.
You sent that on email or on text message?
On email.
Okay, let me refresh because it didn't come through yet. Okay, there it is. I'm trying to think, where did I get that U106? So it had to come from, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at so many Bible, BBMBC at okay, so the domain name is under. I'm trying to find where did I get that U106 number from.
Oh, so you have the credential of your domain name?
Yeah, but that's not, but what does it say that the domain name is?
Yeah, like
it's associated with,
mm-hmm.
That's associated with,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With that number.
Can you please tell me the name of your domain?
That's what I'm looking at. I have, the domain name is under,
mm-hmm.
let me call iNotes back, because the number that you just gave me,
mm-hmm.
is, I don't have that number, so I need to find out where this U1066 number came from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at all my notes, and I'm not seeing that. So I need to find out where that number, where I generated that number from.
So whatever the number do you have for the hosting and domain, you can let me know now.
I'll call you back in a minute.
Okay, great. And right. I will send you an email for the confirmation. You can just acknowledge me on that, and as soon as I got the information from you, then we will go ahead and get your website live then, okay?
Okay.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, honey.